January 10, the Daily Stoic. If you want to be steady. The essence of good is a certain kind of reasoned choice, just as the essence of evil is another kind. What about externals then? They are only the raw material of our reasoned choice, which finds its own good or evil in working with them. How will it find the good? Not by marveling at the material, for if judgments about the material are straight, that makes our choices good. But if those judgments are twisted, our choices turn bad. Epictetus, Discourses, 1.29.1-3. The Stoic seeks steadiness, stability, and tranquility, traits most of us aspire to but seem to experience only fleetingly. How do they accomplish this elusive goal? How does one embody aesthetia, the word Arian used to describe this teaching of Epictetus? Well, it's not luck. It's not by eliminating outside influences or running away to quiet and solitude. Instead, it's about filtering the outside world through the straightener of our own judgment. That's what our reason can do. It can take the crooked, confusing, and overwhelming nature of external events and make them orderly. However, if our judgments are crooked because we don't use reason, then everything that follows will be crooked, and we will lose our ability to steady ourselves in the chaos and rush of life. If you want to be steady, if you want clarity, proper judgment is the best way. A Year with C.S. Lewis. A good time was had by all. By the goodness of God, we mean nowadays almost exclusively his lovingness. And in this, we might be right. And by love, in this context, most of us mean kindness, the desire to see others than the self happy. Not happy in this way or in that, but just happy. What would really satisfy us would be a God who said, of anything we happen to like doing, what does it matter so long as they are contented? We want, in fact, not so much as a father in heaven as a grandfather in heaven, a senile benevolence who, as they say, liked to see young people enjoying themselves and whose plan for the universe was simply that it might be truly said at the end of each day, a good time was had by all. Not many people, I admit, would formulate a theology in precisely those terms, but a conception not very different lurks at the back of many minds. I do not claim to be an exception. I should very much like to live in a universe which was governed in such lines, but since it is abundantly clear that I don't, and since I have reason to believe, nevertheless, that God is love, I conclude that my conception of love needs correction. From the Problem of Pain. Jesus Calling. Every time you affirm your trust in him, you put a coin into his treasury. Thus you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. He keeps safely in his heart all trust invested in him, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust him, the more he empowers you to do so. Practice trusting him during quiet days when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up yourselves treasure in heaven through placing your trust in him. This practice will keep you in his peace. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? Psalm 56:3-4. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:20 and 21.